What a great deal, especially what Casper said, because it's well known that in his mid 30s, he sat down and wrote a long letter to his father, reviewing their relationship, and hoped that his father would read it, and that would enable them to have things out. It was quite unrealistic hope. Unfortunately, the letter was intercepted by Casper's mother, and his father never saw it. However, I think what has to distinguish between Hermann Casper and the image of him that his son presents, and that in various other writings. There's a very good story by Nadine Gordon called Letter from His Father, which presents some Hermann's side of the case. Also, what we have to bear in mind is that Casper had also a difficult relationship with his mother. He found her distant and reserved. But against that, he's often forgotten that Casper was the eldest of 6 children, including 2 younger brothers, who both died in infancy. So during his early childhood, his parents were first of all looking after a smaller siblings and then mourning their death. There wasn't very much emotion left over for the young sons, which is very sad, but also very understandable. Not to mention that his mother helped him in the shop, but the child lost all a great deal of the time. Without worrying of such a thing could make him a rather needy person, with an unsatisfying need for love, and that his father, who certainly a rather rough character who liked boisterous games with his son, was not ideally cut out for a rather tentative style. At the same time, he doesn't over-exaggerate Casper's sensitive and withdrawn nature. He was social with his friends. He liked sport, especially walking and rowing. In many ways, he's quite out of doing. And the impression we have, as to the contrary, part of the way he presents himself in his diaries. Now, actually people write long diary entries from a feeling down. But what comes across in a diary isn't actually the whole personality. And some of the diary entries are very self-pitying and self-absorbed. Well, it's good, I think, to mistake that for more than one side of Casper's personality. Another side surmounts his relationship with friends. Another is work in the office, where, though he's always preparing for inefficiency, is clearly, as I said earlier, a very valued employee and colleague.